Welcome back to Tip TV. It gives me great pleasure to introduce Mr. Simon English. He works for the Even Standard. Simon, welcome to the show. Let's talk about market volatility. It's been dull for parts of this year, and then it's just been like a roller coaster ride for the latter part. I was watching the tape the day Trump came in, market down 300, and then rallied like a homesick angel. Extraordinary. Wall Street at all-time highs. Is volatility back?
It looks like it is. It certainly has been for the last week. Volatility is one of those phrases that outside of the city, outside of your world, people think volatility is bad. In the trading land, in banker land, it's good. And certainly for a week, we've had a lot of volatility, which means we've had a lot of trading, we have a lot of things for people to bet on, people to bet against. The question is whether it continues from here or whether it's just this temporary bump. I think it will. I think we'll carry on, and yeah, it is good. It is a good thing.
So volatility being good because it gets people more interested in the markets. Would you say?
Absolutely. I mean, one of the kind of incorrect sort of city cliches is that the market hates uncertainty. Well, I mean, if everybody was certain about everything, nobody would buy or sell anything.
Yep.
So what you've got now is something for people to argue about, something for them to talk about, something for them to trade on. For so long, what you've had is stability of the worst kind, which is that everyone agrees we've got to be safe, we've got to be risk off in the jargon. In the last week, what you've seen is the risk on trade come back and clients start to say, let's start having a pump.
Okay, so lastly on this, in terms of the market volatility returning, would you expect the markets to generally, the equity markets, to go higher over the next 3 to 6 months?
Oh, God, I don't know. And anyone who claims to is completely full of it.
I've asked you that because you wrote that in your piece this week saying that you're better off trying to work out what the weather's doing.
Well, I mean, weather forecasters, they exist to make economists look good. I don't know what's going to happen to the market. If I'm forced on Tip TV to make a prediction.
Onward and upward. Simon, thank you as always for your time. We'll see you next week. Thank you.